Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you down there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. Story's crowded, girl. Oh.
All the way to you and I swear. Every moment you're dancing. Fuck the sun, walk me the air. I'm the one that's gonna get that girl.
Target Practice had been played, and just like Rodney Jerkins said in the song, it's
definitely not over because the Jacksons have a lot in store for us, the public, for the world. With recent breaking news that there would be a Michael Jackson tribute concert in Wales, Cardiff, Wales, UK, in October, on October the 8th, to be exact. And we're all invited because we can watch it on pay-per-view. So that's pretty cool, huh? So looking forward to the to when, you know, the tribute concert is held here in the States also. But I'm sure they're going to have to take that tribute concert on a worldwide tour, even though it will be seen worldwide. And still they're keeping who the performers would be for that October the 8th concert under wraps, I guess, until a later date. And, wow, it's just amazing. It'll be held at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, Wales, UK. And Miss Catherine, Mama Catherine, announced it along with Jackie, Tito, LaToya, and Marlon, right? Yeah, those were the four Jacksons that were with their mom during the press conference to announce it. I'm sure I have tweeted and posted so many Jackson stories over the weekend. The history of the Jackson, Mama Catherine and Papa Joe. Don't get me. Happy belated birthday also to Mr. Joe Jackson. He shares a birthday with my late brother, Christopher White. You know, I mentioned my brother. And my brother's birthday, he would have turned 52 on July 26th. So happy belated birthday. I've also tweeted some info about how Mr. Joe celebrated his birthday. I think he was in Japan or somewhere. And it's just amazing. So if you all have read some of the stories I tweeted, a lot of you already know that a couple of the brothers are posing the concert, Randy and Jermaine. They think it's an inappropriate time to be holding a concert, considering that Dr. Conrad Murray's trial will be going on. So, let's see. I guess it's, I wonder what, well, I hadn't heard anything about Rebe. I wonder what is Rebe's viewpoint, if she's in support of the concert being held on October the 8th or not, or she's just staying out of it, or just being neutral, you know, just staying out of it and letting things, you know, just go with the flow. And so I don't know. I just was wondering because, you know, the four was with Mom and then the two that are supposed, but I haven't heard a stance about Ribby's point of view or opinion concerning the concert being held on October the 8th. But, you know, people are excited, and the promoter of the event, Global Life Event, President Chris Hunt, experience for all of us, those in attendance, those of us that will be watching it on pay-per-view. So, wow, I'm just amazing. So, like I said, I was going to talk about the history. You know, Miss Catherine and Mr. Joe and their roots. I think I will share a little bit of their, just their basic information of where they are natives of, where they're from. You know, they're both are really Southerners. Miss Catherine is from, you know, from, is from the state next to my state, Mississippi. She's from Alabama. And Barbara County, Alabama, to be exact. And she was born to Martha Upshaw, I guess Martha Upshaw Bridges, and Prince Albert Screws. So a lot of people wonder where Michael get his kids' names from. Well, his grandfather's name was Prince also, you know. And when Miss Catherine was four, her father changed their surname to Screws, and he renamed her name because she was born Catherine Scrooge to Catherine Exter. The younger of two daughters, Catherine contracted polio at two, but survived the disease. Effects of the disease left her with a noticeable limp. At four, Miss Catherine's family moved to Gary, Indiana, a suburb of Chicago. As a child, Miss Catherine aspired to become a country singer, but was dismayed to find that there were no notable black country stars. Catherine's parents divorced when she was very young. In high school, she joined a local high school band, and in 47, that is when she met the love of her life, Joseph Jackson. They courted for a year, and then after his early marriage was annulled, they married in November of 49. And congratulations to them, too, on their long, long marriage. There was a time I used to always ask people, and sometimes I still do, if people have been married between from, like, 2 years to whatever, infinity, to 50, 60, 70, whatever years, what's the secret to their marriage? You know, some people give me different secrets, give and take, commitment, be willing to stick through thick and thin. I've heard just different things, secrets of long marriages. But you all know I've had two brief ones, which I'm still legally married to my second husband, and I cannot wait to be legally single and be free to mingle. In January 1950, they purchased a two-bedroom house in Gary. During the couple's early years, they sang together with Joe playing the guitar. After Joe's dreams of a boxing career didn't work out, he went ahead and went back to work at a local steel mill while Miss Catherine gave birth to their 10 kids. You know, Marlon had a twin brother named Brandon, and Brandon passed away. And this is just taken from Wikipedia, just some basic information I just wanted to share with the Block Talk Radio listening audience. Someone's saying bedtime. I'm in the chat room, and my chat friends say that they're getting ready to go to bed. So they're on the other side of the world, apparently. So good night, Firehouse. And Joe Jackson, because that's something my mom and I always talk about, Joe Jackson being a part of a singing group. And I think my mom used to tell me that Wilson Pickett was part of the singing group. And I know we have, I do have some, a couple 45s. By the group that he sang in. But this is from Wikipedia. And then also I posted and tweeted bio and interviews of reporters talking with Mr. Joe Jackson regarding how the Jacksons got their start and his experiences with, managing his kids, managing his family. I'm saying too many times, but Mr. Jackson, full name Joseph Walter Jackson. He was born July 26, 28. And like I said, he's not only was the father, he was the father manager, Bob manager of his kids, from Michael to the Jackson 5 to Rebe to Latoya, Janet. He was born in Fountain Hill, Arkansas, the eldest of five, to Samuel Jackson and Crystal Lee King. His siblings' names were Samuel Jr., Helen, Luther, who was passed on in 2010, and Alfred. His parents separated when he was 12. He moved with his dad to Oak Town, where he remained till age 18. Then he moved to East Chicago, Indiana, to live near his mom. And when he was there, he met his love of his life, his future wife, Miss Catherine Scrooge at the time. And like I said before, they courted for a while, and then when he got his annulment, they went ahead and tied the knot on November 5th, 1949. So they settled in Gary, Indiana, and, you know, with him being a former boxer, he worked full-time as a crane operator at Gary's U.S. Steel Company while she took care of the kids. Then in the mid-50s, he started a music career with his brother Luther, playing the guitar in a band called the Fort Falcons. And I'm gonna go through my 45s and pull out some of the Fort Falcons music, because I used to listen to them often when growing up as a kid. My mom and I, my mom always would remind me, well, you know, Joe Jackson you know, performed with the Falcons was Wilson Pickett. And I was like, Wilson Pickett? So was Wilson Pickett really in that group? You know, Wilson Pickett, he passed away probably a few years ago. But I always had hoped I would see Mr. Jackson and his former bandmates reunite and do some things, you know. I think that would be cool to see the Ford Falcons do something. The group split up a couple of years after they didn't get a record deal. So he returned to his full-time job working at U.S. Steel. But then by 1964, he discovered that his three eldest sons were musically talented. That's Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine. And so Tito was like the front man, and he, with Jackie and Jermaine doing the backup vocals. Seeing their budding career, he then formed like an early version of the Jackson 5 by getting a couple of the neighborhood youth in the group. But, you know, the rest is history. Marlon and Michael became members of the band, and then the Jackson 5s were created. So that is like the beginning of the story of the Jacksons. So we're going to talk more and more about the Jacksons. And if you, you're listening to this online radio show, so obviously you like to network online. You can network with Ribby Jackson on Facebook. She has a fan page, Ribby Jackson, and she has a YouTube channel, but I don't know. I guess she'll update it soon. And you know her son, Austin, whose music you've been listening to, is just blazing. So all of her kids are talented, so she and her husband are very supportive. And, you know, Ribby being the eldest, and then she's working on her own music. She's just out there doing her thing. So I posted, like, interviews and a lot of her work also. So shout out to Miss Ribby. And, you know, all the Jacksons. Jackie, his Twitter name is JackieJackson5. And he has a YouTube channel, JackieJackson5. YouTube.com, JackieJackson5. And then Tito is TitoJackson.com. And you can tweet him at TitoJackson. And I have 10 more seconds. So what's up? What's up is let's spread love. And if elections are being held in your city or your community or your town tomorrow, rock the vote. You know, it's election day here tomorrow in Jackson, Mississippi. So I told you all I was going to update you all on the election, so I will definitely tomorrow. Now, if you're not going to be sticking with me because the live streaming is getting ready to stop, be sure to visit my profile so you can listen to the show in its entirety. I'm going to go on for about another 10 minutes and talk about how you can contact and social network with members of the Jackson family. And then also, not to mention, I mention Austin, but we all already know about Tito's sons, the three T's, being so talented, and then Jermaine has a son named Deals, and there's a whole second generation of Jacksons that are just exploding everywhere. And, oh, my God, I posted, like, the first episode of the Jacksons 5 variety show. When I was a kid, I loved watching the Jackson 5 variety show. I used to love it when Janet Jackson would do Mae West. And I love watching Sonny and Cher. So the first episode that I posted on my Facebook page, the one is called Miss Beth Nelson. And then also I post some things also on my fan page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But Sonny Bono is the guest on the show that I have posted, and it's in three parts. And, I mean, it's just awesome watching that footage, you know, because I'm like a couple years younger than Janet. And, I mean, back then it was just hilarious because I used to love watching Chastity with Sonny and Cher. So cool. But like I said, you can visit Tito at his website, TitoJackson.com, and tweet him at Tito Jackson. I have fun tweeting him. And because I've mentioned to him months ago about a local radio station here, I always have the Jacksons music on blast. Rest in peace to the DJ, that one of the DJs that really used to play a lot of the Jacksons music on Saturdays and Sundays. Because I know before this DJ's unexpected death, I told Tito, I said, you have to listen to KXI online, because they really play the Jacksons and Michael Jackson music just wow, like crazy. But LaToya, you all can tweet her at LaToya Jackson. She's on Facebook also, official LaToya Jackson. Last night, you know, some of my fellow Austin Brown supporters, especially I Am Augie. I told me I Am Augie, who is also known as Demita Jo Jackson. That's her username. She's a big supporter of the Jackson family, and especially Austin Brown. And I told her I would mention this morning, that she is campaigning to get Austin on Good Morning America. You know, I definitely want him on all the shows. His music definitely needs to be in rotation on all the music channels, MTV, BET, VH1 Soul, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And interviews galore with periodicals and radio stations and entertainment shows. I mean, definitely, because he is... Did he not do a great job on the George Lopez show? Wow. But back to his uncles and aunts and his mom and his grandparents. LaToya Jackson can be tweeted at LaToya Jackson. Marlon can be tweeted at Marlon Jackson 5. Wait, no, at Marlon _ Jackson. But then also you can find him by Marlon Jackson 5. But his tweet name is at Marlon _ Jackson. And Marlon's also happily married with 3 children and 3 grandchildren with his wife, Carol. And then, of course, we know Michael, but Michael fans have fan sites everywhere. Michael Jackson has fan, you know, MySpace, Facebook page, the website MichaelJackson.com, YouTube channel YouTube.com, Michael Jackson. Like I said, there's fan sites galore where you can network and just have fun with fellow Michael Jackson fans and Jackson family fans. And then Randy Jackson. And Randy plays an important part in Austin's writing and teaching him also in how to construct songs and arrange music also. You visit his website, he really talks about how he was developed by his family members plus non-family members. And Janet, Demita Jo Jackson, you all know you can tweet her at Janet Jackson, visit her fan page on Facebook, send her a friend request. Also, you know, visit her website. Her website is awesome, JanetJackson.com. So I just wanted to touch base and provide, like, appropriate information with you all within this 20-30 minute duration time limit of the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But again, you can tweet one of Austin's. Like I said, I enjoy networking with fellow Austin Brown and Jackson, the Jackson family supporters and fans and friends and peers and so on. And you know, we share some of the same friends also. Because one thing I used to love, I know I bring up this former boyfriend all the time, but he's very instrumental in a lot of things, being the president of Indiana Black Expo for a long time until he became ill and resigned because of his illness of prostate cancer, which we'll talk about that another time. But we had a happy 2-year romance, and he was not only a love interest, but he was my mentor and my friend. And one thing I used to love about our time spent together, because Indiana Black Expo, he spent a lot of time with the Jackson. They're very good friends. And one thing I used to love is when the stories that he would share with me about, you know, working with the Jacksons, especially in the earlier days. I love it when in the later days when they would do events with the Indiana Black Expo, stories that he would tell me about. But I love to hear about the early day stories of, you know, when they were going through the process of being known and being discovered. I mean, just amazing. I'm talking about the late Reverend Charles Williams. I used to love those stories that he shared with me about, you know, hey, you know, I'm just impressed, and I just love the Jacksons are definitely a story. Like I talked about Mark Cuban being an American Dream story, the Jacksons. I mean, just like the movie, I can watch that. I can watch Purple Rain over and over, but I can watch American Dream, the Jackson story. I can watch that over and over again. Also, I mean, that's just an amazing movie. I guess it was actually factual. I don't know how factual it was, but I love that movie from beginning to end, and I can watch it over and over and over again. Just like that movie, The Temptations. All those movies are just, just cool, really. I'm about to start rambling because I'm going to get excited. But, again, Demeter Jo Jackson's a big-time supporter of Austin wants everyone to contact Good Morning America. Call Good Morning America, email Good Morning America, and tell them and ask them to please book Austin Brown for their show. I say contact all the networks, Today's Show, The View, The Talk, BET, and 106 in Park. I say contact everybody, but she's definitely working on Good Morning America, and she's working on others also. But tweet and follow I Am Augie. And also she's on Facebook at I Am Augie. And I already told you Demeter Jo Jackson. That's her personal page. So I don't know if she accepts friend requests from everybody with her personal page. But definitely tweet her, and you can read her tweets. But then also, she also provided info where you can email Good Morning America at gmabooking@abctv.com, and you can call them and ask for booking. She said at 1-212-456-5100. So this is a campaign to get Austin on Good Morning America. So I told her I would mention it, and so I'm mentioning it. But you all definitely follow her and like her and so on. And so she also provides the ones that she contact with my info also, you know, so we can really support each other on our endeavors and our missions in getting the word out on certain Austin Brown events and work and projects. Okay, well, thank you so much regarding that. But it's almost time to conclude the show. And let's just take time out for a moment of silence to spread love, to spread love vibes, to spread prayers. Oh my God, my city. You know, I talk to you all. I know crime and violence is all around the world, worldwide. And we're always praying for our local communities and world peace. We've had another horrific, senseless crime occur Saturday morning here in Jackson, Mississippi. A double sport student athlete was brutally gunned down while sitting in a car. I think it was his car. I just found out last night. He was going to start football practice today, and the shooters are out, you know, running free, need to be caught. We just had a success story where some gunmen robbed a local gas station and killed the security guard. But within a week, thanks to Louisiana law enforcement and, I guess, Crime Stoppers, those gunmen were caught. And I've been reluctant and hesitant on talking about certain crimes specifically, because my mom and I have been very heartbroken also, because you all remember when we talked about, when I mentioned about we had gotten our security system upgraded. Remember? Because I've told a gentleman, I was spread the word on my talk show, on my blog talk radio show, that we were, that I spread the word. But a couple months ago, I mentioned to you all that we had got our security system upgraded, and that how bad, even within my nice, quiet, supposed to be affluent neighborhood of Jackson, it's even crime-ridden with different crimes and stores been robbed and home invasions. Well, the young man was brutally murdered, and he was here visiting from another city. hit by a car, and they say the reason over a girl. You know, something going to happen at a local entertainment facility, a club, and he was hit, and he did not survive his injuries, and my mom and I was just so heartbroken, and I guess other people who also knew him because he was here visiting from Utah, and it's just sad, you know, when things happen. And it's sad for both sides, for those who commit the crimes and then for the victims. It's just sad all over. Because, you know, he was a really nice person to us, and seemed very interested in the safety of the security system company's customers. And he just seemed very down to earth. So I just sent my, I sent my condolences to everybody who have lost someone, because we've had some very serious crimes that happen here. And it's something when people can't even come visit or come work. And just from talking with him, he really enjoyed working here and being here. And he even had a tan, being from a northern type, northwest state. I mean, he had like a tan and everything just from enjoying being down here. But it's just sad, the horrific death that has happened. This is a 17-year-old that's brutally murdered, promising future ahead of him. He's a student right now at the school that Monte Ellis graduated from. You know, Monte went straight from high school to the NBA. So he was a student at his school. And that school is, just being in that's in the sports community. That really hurts me and my friends. That's the school that all of my siblings attended. A lot of my loved ones, a lot of my close friends attended. Just like one of my cousins who graduated from that school, he was like, that is just terrible, Bethany. He was like, I didn't know that young man. He said, but he graduated from my school. He's a student at my alma mater. He said, he's like family. And it's like hearing a family member has been murdered. We just have to do something to stop this violence. I don't know what